Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark and Humboldt head football coach Derek Elman. Our first guest is Ashlyn Clark, who saw her team fall to 3-2 in the North Central Conference with a 3-1 set loss to St. Edmund on Tuesday. The win was the Gaels' first over the Wildcats in a decade. I caught up with Clark after the match for her thoughts on the loss.
It's tough. It stings, especially those games that you shouldn't lose, but we don't play good enough to win. I feel like those ones are the tough ones because we should be able to go out there. I mean, we came out during warm-ups and we swung phenomenal. Granted, that's coming off of a toss or either a perfect pass from a toss. So to be able to have that gameplay, perfect passes, we really didn't have too many of those. So that also does not help our offense to continue to develop. And then just our hitters not necessarily putting the ball away every single time. And, you know, they had a scrappy little defense, which kudos to them to be able to have that. But no, that is a really tough loss.
Coach, in the fourth set there, what was the message to this team? You have that timeout that you take, and you're able to battle back and get four or five consecutive points before eventually falling there on the match point. What was the message to the team there, and what did you see, at least from that last little oomph at the end of that fourth set?
I told them at the end of that timeout that I don't have any more left. They're going to have to do it themselves. And they were able to, but unfortunately, when we decide sometimes to get back into the game, it's too late. So if we would have that gear to be able to push earlier in the game rather than later in the game, I feel like a lot of our outcomes would be a little bit different.
To put it frankly, what do you think went wrong here tonight for your team?
Just our passing, little things that we need to work on. Our blocking, we had a little bit of miscommunication on our middles, on which right side or left side are blocking. So little things like that that we could figure out and fix. Again, we have a lot of young players out there, so I got them to give them a lot of grace of just not seeing this pace of play. So a lot of them saw freshman play last year and then to completely turn around this year and see. Varsity pace of play is pretty difficult to be able to transition from, especially not having that year of JV, but I see a lot of potential with us this year and moving forward. So that's why I'm trying to push the girls so much to be uncomfortable. So when we get to postseason, we are comfortable.
What was the message here to the team after a loss like this when you have to rebound and get ready to face off against the other team here in town in Fort Dodge?
Just to figure it out that we got to work on some things, but at the end of the day, you know, I'm proud of the way they played. And just to keep our spirits high, like, you know, we could have had that one, but we didn't. But we can't do anything about it now, so all we have to do is focus on what's coming up next when we play Fort Dodge.
Final thoughts from tough loss here and thoughts going into next week here after a loss like this?
You know, these games, you know, they sting to lose, but they're really not what matters at the end of the season. It's how we play postseason. So if we can figure out all these bugs out, figuring our best rotations out, because we haven't really had a solid rotation, but girls are continuing to earn their spot or lose their spot, and other girls are being able to come and step up. So being able to figure out that full lineup and be able to have those girls be comfortable playing with each other, no second guessing, and kind of getting our ugly habits out of there, we'll be able to do really well. So that's kind of our focus on here on out, is more postseason rather than what's happening right now.
Coach, appreciate you joining us. Tough one today, but best of luck next week as you guys try to bounce back.
Thank you.
That was Humboldt head volleyball coach Ashlyn Clark. Our next guest is head football coach Derek Elman. A Humboldt football team won their Week 6 matchup in Charles City 35-9 to improve to 2-0 in district play and a 4-2 overall mark. I caught up with Elman after the win.
I think it was a huge win for us. It was one of those games, too, where our kids had to come out ready. I mean, that was a long bus trip, 2 hours. We had to stop at Dudley's there and have a quick break and use restrooms. And it feels like we're driving literally across the state here. But our kids came. Then the freshman game delayed the start a little bit. So there's just a bunch of different things we had to deal with, and our kids handled it great. Came out firing. I think, did we score on our first three offensive series? I think it was. I got to go look back. But first three offensive series, and we get points, you know, punt on the fourth and then score again. So going into the half at 28-3, that's huge. And I thought our kids came right out and played tough again. You know, gave up a first down or two, but then got a stop, and then we scored right away again on a nice drive with multiple plays. And that's what you want, you know, in games like this. You want to see us move the football. We had some big plays out there, which I think always is nice. You know, you get to see, get that on film where we took three or four shots tonight, which we haven't done in a while, but our protection was fairly good, and it allowed Cohen to get some throws down the field. So I'm real proud of our guys and the way they played tonight.
Three rushing touchdowns for Lance Kuhn, including one that he was able to break out for a big run. To see him be able to get that confidence on top of, he had a big week and then to now have one where he was able to break it off.
Lance is just running with a ton of confidence right now, ton of pride, ton of excitement. I mean, he has it all, man. And it just, I don't think he had a negative play. I mean, I think the shortest rush he had was for about a yard. So to have that back, I think, is just huge.
Mason Van Pelt breaks one off, 56 yards. They see him in the action as well through the receiving side of things. And Cohen Madsen has himself a rushing touchdown. But this evening, just to feature a lot of different people in the offense, what was the thought process in that?
Well, we definitely wanted, you know, to get the ball in hands of multiple guys. I mean, they were really overplaying. Anytime we had our H on a side, they were just overplaying that side. So it gave us the opportunity to look at some different things tonight. And I think the other thing, too, is we did a nice job of running inside the tackles. I mean, Lance had a couple of traps. We ran trap a couple of times. We ran power inside a couple of times. We ran Cohen on a wham. We have a wham play where our H kicks out across the field. So we were able to run inside the tackles and run outside. So it really kept them guessing all night. And I think if we want to be successful down the road, that's what we have to be able to do. We got really one-dimensional when Lance was hurt, and I think we're able to add a couple of dimensions to what we do now.
And then also the line play tonight. Yep. What was your thoughts on that, especially Gage Allen had himself a game?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think on both sides of the ball, the line played really, really well. If you look at the defensive line, Brody's just playing fast, has fast hands, makes life really, really hard for the opposite side. Our offensive line is really starting to gel. I mean, we're into week six now, and we've played pretty much with the same group the whole way through, and I think that's just huge because you allow those guys to play next to each other, and that communication all of a sudden starts to become almost like they're reading each other's mind. Playing that position, I know that that's what you want in your offensive line. You want your left guard and your left tackle to be able to look at each other, and they both know what they're going to do, and I feel like we're starting to play that way a little bit.
You're 2-0. Clear Lake's the only other remaining team at 2-0 here in the district. After a win like this.
I think going into the Algona game, I think, you know, we're at our best right now, having confidence. I think, you know, having guys back. You know, Peyton Peterson will come back next week and be added to, you know, some rotation on special teams, and he'll be able to help us definitely. So just getting guys back and having guys healthy, I think, is huge for us. And I think we're in a good spot right now. I think, we, you know, every week of practice just gets better and better. You know, as a coach, that's what you want to see. You want to walk off the field excited and proud of your guys because of their practice effort, as proud as you are of them on Friday night. And I think that's kind of where we're at. I mean, I love where we're at practicing right now. Our coaches have our kids dialed in. We run a very effective practice, and our kids are playing fast and playing hard, which also allows us not to have to go for long periods of time. You know, we're usually done right at about 2 hours, and that's what it should be, because anything past that gets kids just worn out and has that potential to get kids hurt. So I just like where we're at as a program right now, and like that we get to drive up north about 25 miles and take on Algona in a week. And our kids already were excited about that. You know, that's what they said on the field. Just back to that excitement of playing those rivals, you know, in district play where we get to play multiple teams that our kids see, have seen since they were in like third grade, playing in travel ball, playing in youth football, all that stuff. So I'm just excited for them to have these games and have these moments and memories.
Final thoughts on the win and the matchup next week at 169.
You know, we get to go get on a bus for a long time now, so I'm just going to look and smile and be excited for our kids, and then I'll probably fall asleep on the bus. But, you know, no, get into film right away, and you know, it sounds like, you know, it'll be an interesting film when you watch Clear Lake and Algona here. So it's just, it's always seeing things in front of you, keeping everything in front of you. You know, wins are great, but in the grand scheme of things in a football season, they got to get put behind you fast, and you got to move on to the next one to focus on 1-0, and that's where we got to be definitely. So I'm excited because I know our kids are going to do that. And as always, go Cats.
Appreciate it, Coach. Congratulations on the win. Best of luck next week up in Algona.
Thank you. Thanks for all you guys do.
That was Humboldt head football coach Derek Elmett. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.